Episode 26, Funhouse of Tomorrow. Greetings and welcome to Heroes of Tomorrow, a part of the Untold Stories Project. I am your host and game master, Aaron. Heroes of Tomorrow is an actual play of Mutants and Masterminds, the world's greatest superhero RPG, from Green Ronin Publishing, and is set within the connected version of Earth Prime that can be seen in other offerings from the Untold Stories Project on our streaming channel, including Nether War, City of Destiny, Guardians of Haven, Gemstars, Freedom League Dark, and Something in the Darkness. We have recently entered a partnership with Norse Foundry. As a part of that partnership, we are pleased to offer a discount to our listeners of 10% off Norse Foundry's products by using the coupon code USPNorse with no space. In addition, even though we normally use Roll20 for all of our dice rolling, we will be making sure that each episode has a Norse Foundry roll of the episode using one of their awesome dice. Speaking of awesome things, I have an awesome group of players here. Say hello, heroes!
Hello, hey, heroes!
Nope.
We will have our players introduce themselves now. Tell us who you are, who you're playing, and answer our question of the day, which is, if you could swap powers and abilities with any member of your team, who would it be and why? And we'll go in reverse alphabetical order today and start with Wiki.
Rude.
Mixing it up.
Hi, I'm Wiki, and I play Jason Beaumont, a.k.a. Bolt, the sidekick, protege, and son to our universe's Bowman. You can see me all around the network. I'm everywhere. You can't get rid of me. To answer the question of the episode, nobody. Jason's like, I am legitimately good with my own talents and skills. Thank you very much. And, you know, besides being overlooked and underestimated, has its advantages. So I'm good. Thanks. Plus, all you people with superpowers seem to need therapy.
I think you need therapy.
I was saying, wait, are you saying you don't need therapy?
You're not excluded from the therapy needing.
Yeah, I know who your dad is.
But look, just because my dad needs therapy doesn't mean I do.
Sure.
Hey guys, I'm Kat. I am playing Cassian Quinn, someone's favorite LaFondian, which we actually have learned it's Aunt Puppy's favorite LaFondian, so ha. As for where you can find me, I'm everywhere, just like Wiki, so really just like look around our channel and you'll probably find me. For the question of the day, Cassian would trade powers with Jason because he doesn't want any. He would rather not be a superhero at all, and he's sort of grumpy that he got thrown into this life and is trying to use it to his advantage, but he would prefer to be normal.
I'm Demi. I play our favorite demigod who does not like the title, Wildcard or Alex. To answer the question, Alex isn't really sure. It's like, on the one hand, the people who don't have powers seem to have it pretty decent, and I never really ask for my mom question mark to be a god, but on the other hand, this is funny and I like my powers. Kind of doesn't really want most of the others.
Hey everybody, I'm Calvin. You can find me on all sorts of stuff on the USP Network and over on the YouTubes on the Win with Dice channel, where we have weekly tabletop RPG podcasts and gaming streams. In this podcast, I am playing Vincent Walker, aka the Super Speed, Super Genius, Speed Demon. And his answer to the question of the day of if he could swap powers with anybody on the team, I mean, he really likes everybody's, pretty much everybody's thing. He can figure out something of everybody's abilities that he likes. Like, even Jason, he knows Jason has capabilities that he does not have. If he had to pick a specific answer, though, it would probably be Damien, because he could definitely get into some trouble with those kind of powers and do... It would definitely make his lab work a lot easier. There's a bunch of other stuff, too. Like, Cassian's whole thing is literally just physics, even though it's kind of magic, but it's mostly physics, so...
Hi, everyone. My name is Brandon, and I am playing Damien Irons, the sullen teenage son of an octopus in a mech suit. And to answer the question of the day, Damien would not trade his powers. He knows that he's better than all of you and sees no need to make himself inferior by getting your lesser powers.
Jesus.
He's also really fun at parties.
Yes, everybody loves him. I made the GM sign. The game hasn't even started yet. And a double face palm.
The audience can't see it, but
I love you, Aaron.
Liar.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alex. I am the line developer for Mutants and Masterminds at Green Ronin Publishing and the GM for Freedom League Dark and the Multiverse of the Master Mage, and I do a bunch of other stuff around here, too. Today, I will be playing the role of Dr. Henry Barrister and Mr. Eddie Bear, two teddy bears who just want to make the world a better place, by their definition. As for the question of the day, Henry would really like to have really anybody's powers because he longs for the sensation of having a human body that he can use to hug and touch and just be close to people.
Aww.
And maybe know the expression of care that is ungiven to a toy of his stature. Eddie would like to have Vincent powers so he could steal everybody's lunch money at once.
That's one use for him, yeah.
That tracks.
Wow. When last we saw our heroes, they had tracked the villainous conundrum to the Ocean Heights boardwalk. They had engaged in a vicious battle with a number of evil carny workers and three teenage supervillains who seemed to be more interested in simply getting the measure of our heroes than actually engaging in a prolonged battle with them. One of them got set on fire, one of them flew away, and the other one, the heroes left alone inside of an arcade, and who knows where they are now. Having cleared the bulk of the boardwalk, our heroes were, I believe, considering heading into the funhouse, since that was booby-trapped when Vincent, Speed Demon, tried to open it earlier. And that's where we will pick up with our heroes. So, what do y'all want to do?
I know. I'm sticking to his back.
Yeah, so can anybody get that door back there open? I tried and it zapped me a lot.
Aren't you good with...
What does the technology situation look like with that funhouse?
The exterior of the funhouse has a force field around it. It's a light one, but it's just enough that it makes it really hard to kind of probe into the interior. The door is locked and has a steady current of about 10,000 volts going through it.
I will share that information.
Cypher, do you believe that that is something you can disable with your unique proclivities?
My name isn't Cypher. Come on, keep up.
Apologies, remote. Is that correct?
What was your question?
Hey, daddy issues. Can you open the door?
Can you use your powers to turn off the technology?
I can certainly try. And I would like... let's see here. What would be, I think, the best choice here would be an attempt to control it.
Okay.
So it is a DC 18 will or technology check, whichever's lower.
Okay. That will be the technology of the person who built it, which is non-trivial, but he's not as good as you are.
Oh, don't tell him that. Now we'll never hear the end of it.
Told you I was the best.
That is a natural one on the die. So, yes, you can easily take control of the electronic lock and trap.
Yep. We're going to disable the trap, open the door. Can I shut off the force field? Or is that not technological?
The force field is a separate system. The door also is not... It's, you know, you can open the lock because the lock is electronic. You can't actually make the door pop open.
That is why I have... Jumpstart, a burst area move object one for any machines so that I can do things like shift gears, turn keys, all the cinematic stuff that happens for technopaths. Although I want to make sure the door squeaks in a really creepy.
Easily done. So the door pops open.
I look down at the bear after you.
You can tell that the force field does not actually go across the doorway. You can walk through the doorway. It won't impede you.
Does the force field, is it just something making senses a little iffy, or is it harmful, or...
It seems to be largely designed to disrupt electronic senses.
Okay.
It's almost like this guy has gone up against people like Daedalus and Raven, who have all sorts of high-tech spy gear.
Huh, imagine that.
Almost like that. Is there any, like, gravel or anything like that in the area around... where we are?
Yeah, I mean, you're on a boardwalk.
Okay, I'm just checking.
there's a beach just a few feet away from you.
Just going to reach down and grab a handful of gravel and throw it through the door, because the door was booby-trapped, so...
Correct. So let me go ahead and move y'all to a map.
A map!
So you may notice that the door to the funhouse does not precisely match the version that was on the other map. Well, that's because finding maps is an art, not a science.
So which door is it that was that we open? Is it one of these open ones, or...?
It's these two that are directly in front of you.
Okay.
Right before Henry crosses the force field, I yell at him, "Watch out for your voice box!"
What's wrong with my voice box?
Nothing yet.
But yeah, so that door is where I will throw a handful of gravel through to make sure that, you know, there's not a laser grid or, you know.
Right, yeah, sure. You don't seem to notice any effect other than gravel being thrown into a door?
I don't think I've forgotten about that business with the small world.
I'm not talking about me. I'm not going to do anything to Spock. Force field. Messes with tech.
Hey, Vincent.
Yeah.
You can give us a little scout of the first, I don't know, 20 feet or so?
You got it.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I will volunteer to do it. I can be invisible to machines in case it's detecting anything. I can fly so I don't trigger any plates. I don't know. Unless, Vincent, you've got something so that you can avoid any potential traps.
I mean, other than continuing to carry wild card, I'm not so sure.
I can easily get off.
Wild card, if you want to hop on my back, then I can be invisible to vision, too.
Yeah, sure. We can do that.
Just zip over to Damien, hand off wild card.
Pass around the invisibility potion.
Yep.
I don't know if I should feel like this is me being treated like royalty for not having to walk, or like a child who's being piggybacked.
Why not both?
I think it'd be two things.
You're more like the team cloak of invisibility.
The team backpack.
Yeah, you're like an object.
Wildcard, I relate.
Yeah, but I feel like it's still different.
I'm just less useful when I'm getting uppies.
So I'm sensing people in there.
You are sensing at least 6 life forms.
Damien, be careful. I can feel people inside. I don't know if they're good or bad, but there are people in there.
I will ping where you're sensing them. It's to the north and the east.
Gotcha. I will share that information with Damien before he goes.
All right. I don't think we're going to go quite that far ahead, but I do appreciate
it. Of course.
You ready?
Sure.
And I'm just going to float just a few inches off the ground.
You come in through the entrance. The entrance is dimly lit, but lit. There are kind of leering faces looking down at you. Black lights mixed with the regular colored lighting in this area. There are turnstiles, but you can easily move past them. You don't have to go through the turnstiles.
Okay. Is it affecting my vision at all? Like how the low light or the black light?
Yeah, I mean, it's distorting, but it's not, like, it's more disorienting than actually stopping you from seeing.
Okay. I'm sure that will come back to kick us in the ass, but nothing I can do about it. I'm going to continue on over to here.
As you, and I know that wild card is with you, but as you go past that entranceway down to the south, off to the east, you see a foam gauntlet. From floor to ceiling, there are large foam pads on rollers. You can easily move through them, but unless you're going to, like, plow through them with super speed, they will slow you down.
Are you talking about, like, right here at this doorway?
Right here, yeah.
Okay.
It's those blue and white things.
These little things on every single...
Yes. That would be my guess.
Yep.
Cool. Okay. Any tech that I'm sensing in this room?
There's a camera.
Okay.
Let me give you the camera.
Yes, please. Since there's a camera in that room, I'd like to go ahead and hijack any cameras that are in this place.
Okay.
With my remote sensing.
Yep. And those are all the ones that you can locate. You think there's one directly to the north of this camera, but it is broken.
Okay.
You can sense its presence, but you can't see through it, because...
Yeah. There's nothing.
There's no longer anything to see.
So, would you mind describing what I'm able to see, since I will report that back to the team? But
sure thing.
I'm gonna be a little tricky with this because I don't want to give away my location by voice. I'm going to, you know, telepathically send it. I'm gonna take control of their microphones in their ears so that they hear it, but I'm not actually speaking.
Sure, cool. That's well within your technological abilities. So directly to the north of the foam gauntlet is a blacklight forest. It's filled with foam trees and animatronic monsters that are currently disabled. They're all painted with fluorescent colors to stand out. Otherwise, the room is dark, but there is blacklight. To the north of that is a room that has a ball pit in it. There's a little bit of a walkway between the two areas with the ball pit, but it's mostly just one big ball pit. And then the last camera you have access to appears to be at the exit from a Hall of Mirrors type maze.
Okay.
Oh, and there's this one right here is a closet.
Okay. I will come into here, and assuming I don't sense any tech in this little hallway place, the gray and the foam gauntlet,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to let everyone know it's all clear. Come on in. Go to the door on your left.
Right. I will give Henry upsies.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Cassian will give Jason side eye for giving Henry upsies.
Henry will give Jason side eye, or Cassian side eye, for being Cassian.
What?
Vincent sees none of this and it's already run off.
Hi, I'm Henry, and I'm your friend of the.
Cassian, as far as you're aware, those other life signs have not moved.
And I can't see that way because this is like a wall here, like a real wall.
Yes.
This is the closet that he was talking about. Yeah, here's the foam gauntlet.
What kind of... Does the closet have a lock on it?
Yes, but I'm not even going to make you make a check to undo it. It's a low quality, you know...
It's an employees only lock.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. It's like the kind of lock you would have on a bathroom door in your house.
Cool. I'm going to tentatively, cautiously open that door. Because I'm not here for leaving anything unchecked so okay. That something or someone can sneak up behind us.
Sure. There does not appear to be anything in the closet
other than a camera, apparently.
Well, there are cleaning supplies and some colored duct tape that you would guess is used to repair the foam and some light bulbs, both black light and colored lights.
I'm going to snag some of that tape, some of those light bulbs, and thing of whatever cleaning solution is hanging out.
Okay.
Just gonna put those in my pockets. I have lots of pockets and pouches. Alright. I guess we'll move to where you've scouted and go from there. And I will start to move through the gauntlet.
Okay.
I will put my little bear head on a swivel so I can help Jason look for danger in the foam gauntlet.
Sure. Give me a perception check.
No, he won't.
He's just staring at Cassian.
Turns out I can't see over the foam things.
What do you mean? Getting a result of 8 isn't good?
I mean, you don't see anything move, you know, other than yourself and Jason and lots of foam. Jason, you are now on the edge of the Blacklight Forest.
As I enter the Blacklight Forest, I will actually switch on my night vision and my goggles to, not necessarily because I can see any better, because, you know, it's blacklight and whatever, but more to make everything one color so that it's less disorienting in there.
Mr. Beaumont, is now a bad time to tell you I suffer from coulrophobia?
I don't know what that is.
It is it's technically an irrational fear of clowns, but I feel it's very rational.
Cool. Just cover your buttons, I guess.
Do you mean that on my chest or on my face?
Do you see out of the ones on your chest?
Yes.
Ew.
Ew.
That's
ew,
a lie.
Jason just looks over at the bear he's football carrying. What?
Jason, give me a perception check.
Cool. Okay.
I was lying, Mr. Beaumont. I just like to make up fun toy facts occasionally.
Okay. 16.
You can see that there are moving panels in the wall.
In which wall?
All of the walls in the Blacklight Forest.
Okay. Like...
There are panels that look... I mean, they're not currently moving, but there are panels like that look move. Like they
move. Okay. Back. I will relay that to the rest of the team, and I will wait for them to catch up.
Cassian's been caught up.
Yeah, Speed Demon's going to try to just barrel through these. But I don't know how easy it will be for him.
Are you willing to set them on fire?
No, he's already moving at, like, half speed anyway to not set things on fire, so he might be slowed down even more.
Which still means you can move through pretty quickly.
Zip Zorp!
Cypher coming?
Yeah.
Upgrade, are you with us?
I'm coming. Thank you, I had forgotten what name I chose to go by.
Thank you, because I had also forgotten which name.
His name is Remote. I don't know why you guys are having trouble keeping up with this.
I thought it was still Ghost.
You can definitely sense that there are both electronics and mechanics within those walls.
Yeah, those walls move.
Yeah, huh? Everybody pick a partner. Stay with them.
Wait, I've got a better idea.
Oh, no.
Everyone come out of the room. Let's find out what the walls do. And then I'll activate the walls so that we can see what they do.
Okay.
Assume it's DC 18 again?
Yes.
There are a number of pipes that will pop out when the panels retract, and they fire darts.
Okay.
Lots of them.
So now that we know what we're up against, does anybody have any ideas for how to get through it?
Do they fire in certain areas? Like, are they, is it like a wall that just shoots a wall of darts, or is it one pipe shoots a pipe at, like, shoulder level, and one shoots one at, like, foot level, or?
There are a total of 6 different pipes that can move between the different panels and are on hinges and swivels, so they can pretty much fire anywhere in the room. You have analytical on your senses, right, Brandon?
Yes.
You can tell that they are programmed to fire in kind of a... Like, there's a randomizer attached to them so that they fire unpredictably, making it harder to dodge them.
Upgrade, do you suppose that you would be capable of disabling the mechanism that loads these darts?
So you could also tell that there are a total of 12 darts in each launcher.
Just shoot them all.
Yeah, I'm going to have them shoot them all.
Okay. The monsters and trees in the Blacklight Forest are now peppered with darts.
Cool!
Are they blacklight darts? Because that's important to me.
The darts are not blacklight, no.
They don't glow.
Are they a color that's fun in the dark light, though?
No, they're pitch black.
Oh, bummer city.
Almost like they're designed to be hard to notice and avoid.
All right, onward to the other side.
Going to the other side, you will see that there's a rope net leading about 5 feet up to get onto the level where the ball pit is.
Okay. Oh, ball pit. Yay.
Hey, ball pits.
Cassian, do you jump right into the ball pit?
You know what?
I sure hope not.
I sure hope so. Do it, Cassian.
I don't want to.
Being the one that is constantly getting yelled at for running ahead. I sure hope not.
It's all right, Cassian. I think you should.
I like to think that Cassian didn't notice it and just walked into it.
You know, that I will accept.
So I'll move myself back one, so it's like he literally just walked right off the edge. But yeah, I think he went in there.
All right. So you fall right down into the ball pit. The only thing that you would notice is moving through the ball pit definitely slows you down. You're going to be at -2 movement ranks while you're in the ball pit.
Cass.
Give me a perception check, Cass.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I also got an 8.
Mr. Quinn, are you hurt?
Nope, I'm good.
He really didn't see the ball pit.
So Henry and Cassian are just like...
Oblivious.
They're like glaring at each other. Cassian just like walks off the edge.
Honestly, the fact that I walked into the ball pit like that sort of proves that my perception is very low right now.
Mr. Quinn, are you hurt?
No, I meant to do that, actually.
Yeah, too bad.
I wanted to... What?
What? Nothing.
He'll throw a ball at the bear.
Fun fact, turns out these balls are bombs.
I know. It did cross my mind. I just blew Jason up.
Good job.
So you threw a ball at The bear?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay. It bounces off of him to no effect.
Excellent. Okay.
It's a little plastic ball.
Yeah, so when I did this for your guys' safety, so I could test it first, but it looks like it's fine.
Is that why you flailed when you took the step in?
I don't know what you're talking about, but I just sort of dove in, and
oh,
I'm
fine. Oh, here, let me show you.
No, nope. I'm good. No. Let's go.
Wait a minute, does Upgrade record all of our adventures?
Probably.
God, I hope not.
Upgrade, send me that clip.
Done.
So, Jason's just going to roll his eyes and would like to attempt to jump over the ball pit in that corner, sort of jump from the landing that we're on to that little divider and see where we stand.
Sure. That sounds like an acrobatics check to me.
Yep. 23.
Oh, yeah. You make it look easy.
Still holding the bear?
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to fly over.
I'm going to hop on your back as you do that.
The barrier.
Just to get the ride.
So Cassian is still the only one who's actually gone into the ball pit.
And because I am not a strong person, my points are not in my strength right now, and I only had just enough power to hover myself across, we both fall in the ball pit. On top of Cassian.
First up!
Oh, Lord.
Let me check something out real fast.
So are we all testing the ball pit, or?
I was not intending to.
Don't think it's a test at this point.
Come on in, Vincent.
Yeah, Vincent, I don't believe you're part of the control group. You should head down there, too.
I don't know, Doctor. I'm kind of waiting to see what actually happens down there.
Can I make a perception check?
You absolutely can. Damien, I need to know exactly where your points are allocated right now.
Okay. I don't sound to that. I have got them in, well, I guess it depends on which ones, but my nanites.
I'm currently concerned with what's in your nanite engine.
Nanite engine. Flight 1.
Okay. Is that the only thing that's allocated?
In my nanite engine, yes. Because it was the idea of I'm just barely coasting.
Oh, wait. Nanite engine is part of a subset. Sorry, I'm having trouble reading.
Yeah, I know. It's...
I'm having trouble reading the power.
So I've got 7 points in protection. I've got 8 points in fortitude, 8 points in will, 10 points in regeneration, 10 points in immunity, and 1 point in flight, and 6 points in my sensors.
Okay. That's what I needed to know. Yeah, anyone who's in the ball pit can give me a perception check. Wildcard, I see you got a 19.
Yeah.
See?
There's a weird odor coming off of the balls.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, kids pee in these things.
Yep.
It's not the odor.
Yeah.
As soon as it cooperates, I'll let you know what the result of perception was.
This is very chemical.
Hey guys. There's something off about this.
Hey, Vincent, why don't you take a whiff? See if you can identify it.
Alright, let's see what we got.
Science brain.
If I've had enough time to recover myself, I'm getting back up.
Vincent, please be sure to waft and not immediately smell.
I know how to smell things.
Do you, though?
Just laboratory safety, young man.
I'm in the lab all the time.
So condescending for no reason.
But, I mean, it is a good, it's a good pointer. I don't mind. Hang on.
Look,
I'm gonna...
you ruined my experiment, like, yesterday.
No. We had our time.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago now.
Oh, okay. Teddy bears never forget.
You can be sour about it. I don't have a specific skill that would apply here. I don't think physics would apply here, so I'm just going to roll perception, I guess. Oh, no way. Worse than all those bad ones. 7 total.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God. Well?
You rolled higher than all those bad ones. You just have a worse...
Oh, -2 right now.
Why am I that way?
That's a valid question.
Are you exhausted?
No, I was impaired, I think, from something that happened previously that I didn't take off.
So you rolled higher than everyone else. You got a 9.
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Because you have regeneration, don't you?
Yeah, it requires an activation, though.
Well, then you probably are actually still impaired unless you've taken the time to...
I haven't specified, so probably not.
It seems like the sort of thing you'd forget to do.
Yeah.
I love Speed Demon, but have a hero point.
Yeah, does he pick up on anything at all, or just weird smell?
Since Wildcard already pointed it out, you can tell that there is a chemical scent. You just can't tell what it is.
I think I'm going... Yeah, I'm going to spend a hero point to power stunt my nanite senses to get a, like, chemical analyzer.
Like a chemical sniffer?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Can tell that the balls in this ball pit are all coated with a fast-acting paralytic. However, at the moment, everyone who has fallen into the ball pit is immune to poison.
Good thinking not jumping in there, Jason.
Oh. I'm not dumb. This isn't my first rodeo.
Wait, is everyone but Jason immune to poison?
I mean, I'm not.
My demon isn't.
No.
Man, we were like, Vincent, jump in.
Yeah.
You were like, Vincent, jump in. I never said that.
Upgrade is only immune to poison depending on how his nanites are configured.
Yep.
But I knew we were going into a trap-filled funhouse. So.
I'm going to take a look at the ceiling above the ball pit where we are. See if there looks to be any place sturdy enough for my grapple bolt.
Probably.
So I will hook a grapple bolt up in there so that I can swing across the secondary ball pit. And I will disconnect it and toss the... which one of you can catch so that...
Yeah, no, the silence was your answer.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So that Vincent can come back, or can swing over and without, you know, falling in.
Oh, no, I've got this. He does have water walking. Can it apply to running over a ball pit?
We'll say yes, because it's cool.
Yeah, he's just going to zip right on over.
Okay.
If you can run fast enough that you don't sink into water, I think you can run fast enough that you don't sink into a ball pit.
You can dodge water. You can dodge a ball.
I think it's funny that Wildcard and Cassian could just both be playing in the ball pit, because they'd be like, oh, paralytic, okay.
I know, I was like, how am I going to get over there? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to walk.
Actually, Wildcard, did you know that you were immune to poisons?
Actually?
No.
No! Hold on. There's
good
that
you.
Pause. Did he really actually reset me? I think when we messed with Quirk, he took off my child lock, almost.
Huh.
That's cool.
What does that mean?
Well, I was immune to... I mean, I think. I don't know. I'd never gotten poisoned before in my life, so I can't say I was immune to it. But... I hadn't been sick before. That happened after my aunt depowered me. And I went back to not being sick. Maybe? I don't know.
We should test this in the lab when we get back.
Sure.
Cassian.
Yeah?
Your life sense is telling you that there are 6 people directly in front of you and up.
If I look up, do I see anybody?
No, because the foam gauntlet is currently blocking your vision until you get through it.
All right, he'll whisper, guys, I think I know that people are right above us up there.
Should I make a path for us?
And Jason makes a mental note to teach Cassian how to talk in military hand signals. Jason will attempt to talk to the team in hand signals that, you know, quietly move through and look.
I'm gonna give the...
You hear a voice in your mind and go, what?
I'm just going to raise my hand, go invisible, and sneak through.
I'm going to move Wildcard onto the other side of the barrier so that they can see.
Yippee.
And before anyone else moves... I would like everyone to roll for initiative.
So I'm guessing I was not able to stealth my way in there.
No, you were, but if anyone else comes through...
Oh my god!
I have rolled 2 dice today, and they have both been a 2. That is a 2 initiative for Dr. Barrister.
Wow. Speed Demon has a 28, Cassian has a 19, Bolt has a 24.
Wow!
I have 6.
Wildcard has a 6.
A natural 1.
Wildcard, as you move through, you can see that there are 6 carnies standing up on top of a climbing wall, preparing to throw things at anyone who comes through the forest. They do not appear to have noticed you yet.
Okay, can I do something stupid?
Always.
Lovely. I'm going to make an illusion.
Okay, of?
Is it rocket time?
Oh, it's got to be rocket time.
Well, the thing is, they might be looking to expect us. No?
No one's ever ready for rocket time.
Nope. Yes.
No one expects the rocket time.
Sure, I'll have the fake Johnny Rocket come zipping out through the foam wall. I'm like, right there. But if I'm trying to use this as the trick, can I make it look like the wall goes for a few feet further to try to make them fall off?
You can try, but until they actually start moving, it would be very difficult to actually trick them into doing
it. No, but it's a matter of having it set up, so...
Sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I need a roll deception.
All right, you should have a Johnny Rocket token that you can
move. Johnny Rocket!
Give me a deception.
Damn. And yeah, roll deception.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do I roll this or do I just take the 28?
It's up to you.
My last roll was a natural one. We'll take the 28.
Tricked.
Yippee.
They cannot roll higher than a 28.
Yippee!
And minions can't critical against heroes, so.
Woo!
So any of them who attacks and misses will overbalance themselves and fall off the wall.
Let's go! They literally can't hit the fake Johnny Rocket, so.
Well, yes, but we're now actually going to go in initiative order, though. So, Speed Demon, you're aware of what Wildcard has told you, and...
So the smart thing to do would be to hold back and then see if you can draw these guys out with a fake Johnny Rocket.
Uh-huh.
So, Speed Demon is just going to zip over and try to stay hidden.
Okay.
And let these guys mess up their own thing. Although he's not very stealthy, so I'm not sure how effective it will be. He's just really antsy right now, because he's been doing a lot of
going slow and being stealthy.
Yeah.
Alright, give me a stealth check.
Stealth. 9.
They don't have a great perception.
Probably deal with that impaired.
That will take us to Bolt.
Bolt is just going to move slowly and as stealthily as possible along the wall through, just so that he's not going to come out of the foam forest. He's just going to hang at the edge.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go ahead and remove the barrier
of
the foam forest, since there's enough people who have gone through it now.
He's just going to stay there just on the edge of where the forest ends and kind of...
I would ask if you'd like to give me a stealth check, but I rolled a natural 1 for their perception, so don't even worry about
it.
Because I don't think you can possibly get less than a 2 on a stealth check.
No. I can't get less than a 9, so...
Okay, so that takes us to my first juggler, my circle blade juggler, who is going to attempt to throw a bladed circle at Johnny Rocket, and will miss, because...
There is no Johnny Rocket.
Johnny Rocket. There is no Johnny Rocket. He will fall down to the ground. However, it is padded.
Well, yeah.
So he will not take any damage from the fall, but he is prone.
And it's only like 5 feet or something, isn't it?
No, it's about 30 feet up that climbing wall.
Oh, okay.
Cassian
is going to sneak forward a little bit to over here by Vincent. And he's going to, like, quietly pound on his chest to build up his energy.
All right, give me stealth.
About to ruin it for everybody. Oh, actually, 22. That's pretty good.
I rolled real good, but I didn't beat him.
Oh, okay, good.
I rolled a 19. They got a 20.
Oh, close.
Oh, I will also put the bear down just in front of me in case he wants to move or do something.
I think you're doing a great job, Jason.
Yeah, seems...
What?
Quiet. I have a sword juggler who saw his friend throw a ball or throw a ring at Johnny Rocket and fall off the edge of the seemingly solid platform. So he is going to hold his action.
Something happened.
Oh, you weren't supposed to be smart.
I mean, they're not smart, but they're not going to all repeat the same mistake.
What?
What are minions good for if not to repeat the same mistake?
They make other stupid mistakes. So all of the jugglers and are going to hold their action. The clown with the wand, however, is going to fire a fireball out of that wand.
That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah. So I'm going to need a DC 18 dodge save. Evasion will help from the entire party.
No, nope. It was nice being Henry while I was Henry.
Yeah.
It was so close.
You're literally kidding me.
I'm going to try again.
I have rolled 3 dice this game, and all 3 of them have been 2s. That was a 5.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Done. I got a 9.
Kat's using her luck?
Yeah, I got 24.
All right, anyone who made the dodge save needs to give me a DC 19 toughness save. Anyone who failed their dodge needs to give me a DC 23 toughness save.
Huh. I mean, this is for sure fire damage.
Absolutely fire damage. So I guess you're fine, Speed Demon.
Oh no, my thing is just for half.
Oh, okay. And you made the dodge save though, so it's a DC 17 toughness save for you.
Was the toughness save I needed?
Did you make it or fail?
Failed.
And then you needed a 23.
By 1. Actually, I don't have a generation yet, so yeah, fail by 1.
Did my toughness even roll? I don't see it.
Bold. Yeah.
Got a 14, pal.
Cool.
Awesome, buddy.
Still only a bruise for you, because you did make the dodge save.
I think I take a bruise in a daze.
Okay.
And that was a fireball, so I'm just going
to... Sure was.
Just going to Jekyll and Hyde my token real quick.
Okay.
Jason made an attempt to shield Henry as the fireball came in. So
the fireball comes down on all of you. Looks like there are a couple of bruises and some dazes, but nothing too terribly serious. And as we move over to Upgrade's turn, we'll find out what happens next episode. Heroes of Tomorrow uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Green Ronin Publishing, used under permission. Ownership of these trademarks and copyrights resides entirely with Green Ronin, and their use here is not a challenge to that ownership. Heroes of Tomorrow is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Green Ronin Publishing. For more information about Green Ronin and their products, visit greenronin.com. If you like what you're hearing, come check out our other shows on Twitch and YouTube under the Untold Stories Project. Feel free to drop us a review in iTunes. It really helps people find us. You can also join our Discord server at Untold Stories Project or send us an email at untoldstoriesandgames@gmail.com. Finally, you can support us at patreon.com/untoldstoriesproject. Thanks for listening.
Now recording. It's too late. The fries are gone.
I like that you stopped what you were saying to say now recording and then continued.
It was important.
I've realized I'm losing weight because Henry doesn't sit on my belly anymore like he used to. He keeps sliding down.
What a fun way to figure out you're losing weight.
Look, he falls. Poor little Henry.
Tell Henry he can come visit with me. I still have plenty of shelf. Sit on.
He'll be excited to know that.